question was asked, are smart people who do evil viewed as being smart? Do we say they're smart, they're just doing evil, or do we say they're not smart? So I think the answer to that is found in the Tanakh. It says in the story of Amnon and Tamar. It says, remember, Amnon had a gorgeous sister named Tamar, and he desired her terribly until finally he took her forcibly. So there was someone who gave him advice. He had a cousin, a good friend. His name was Yonadav, the son of Shim'ah. One of David's brothers' names was Shim'ah. He had a son named Yonadav. So he's the one that gave Amnon the advice. He said to him, make believe you're sick, lie in bed, and then ask that your sister Tamar should come take care of you, and then when no one's around, you'll figure out a way to take her forcibly. So the Navi introduces him. It says, Amnon had a friend. His name was Yonadav, the son of Shimah, the brother of David. And then the Navi adds a clause. V'Yonadav ish chacham me'od. Yonadav was a very smart person. And the Talmud tells us in Tractate Sanhedrin, Chacham Lera, he was smart to do evil. As you see, he gave Amnon evil advice. So you see, the Navi calls him smart. And in fact, we have a Pasuk, Chachamim Em Le'ara, Ulehitiv Lo Yadau. They're smart, they know how to do evil, but they don't know how to do good. So you see, we do call a smart, evil person smart. You see it from the Navi. I don't remember. Tough.